Looking forward to Audubon, Iowa Valley on the Cam A Extreme. Thursday night, I'll have the call alongside Todd Jacobson as a trip to the Dome is at stake there in eight-player action. Talking now with Audubon head coach Sean Burks. Coach, you know, another chance to go to the Dome. I know this is something your program's been able to do a lot lately, but I'm sure it's something you never take for granted. You know, how are we feeling as you get ready for Thursday?
Yeah, good thing is we've been here before. The tough part of that is it's never easy. It's our sixth trip, and we've cracked two of the five times we've done it before. So, it's not an easy thing, and we talk to our kids about, take full advantage. Make sure you're soaking these moments in along the way because, like on senior night, for example, our kids knew it wasn't their last home game. So, fortunately, we knew last Friday that was probably going to be more of our senior night. So, that was kind of the talk to them. And I ultimately talked to our guys before when I got to the Dome, and we finally cracked through in 2019. And you asked, we've done this. Now we'll really figure out how to do this over and over. And we got back in 2021. And I remember talking to Jeremy Christensen, and he just said, soak it in. Take every chance you get, every picture you can take, every moment you can get, and savor it because you never know when it's your last. And it's actually every time you're at the Dome, it's the last time. So I remember doing that in 2021, and it has been the last time. So, our program sets out for every year. One of our goals is to win the district, and then make the playoffs, make the Dome, and bring home a state title. And we've done the first two, and here we are with a chance to do the third one.
You look back at last Friday night, you get to this point with a dominant win over Montezuma. It just seemed like you guys were firing on all cylinders, from in every phase. Tell me about that win and how you guys were able to execute the way you did.
Yeah, I feel like all three phases played really, really well. And there's been times in the year the defense has carried the offense. There's been some times where it's been the other way. There's been some days where our special teams have had some really big plays. And there's also been times where someone else has some special teams lapses or whatever. So, for all three phases to go out and not have really any major lapses, offensively, our varsity didn't even see a third down, let alone a fourth down or a turn or a punt. Defensively, I think they end up the night with some negative rushing yards and a shutout. Special teams, they kicked it away from us in the return game for what we were set up for field. And then, coverage-wise, I thought our kick coverage was probably the best they've been all year. So, really a complete performance from our guys. And I thought that was really good to see. Hopefully, we're pulling up and pulling in the right direction as you want to be playing your best ball in the year.
Do you feel like you guys are playing your best football right now, or is there maybe still even another level?
Well, you hope so, but every week is such a unique challenge. Sometimes you match up a little better with others. We had a pretty good idea that we were going to be, we have some ideas of what we wanted to do against Montezuma offensively, and we knew that, we were bigger than them. Quite frankly, we were just going to probably be able to out-physical them, and that really showed on Friday night. They're skill guys. They're back five, average something in the 5'10", 160 range. And we have a lot of situations where our linemen are pulling, getting on skill. And those guys are 225 to 250. And then even our tight ends are, 195 to 215. So we just have some physical mismatches where, that's not going to be the case going forward. We're going to see some teams with some good athletes, some good size. We're not just going to be able to line up and be bigger than them. But, Friday night, we took full advantage.
Now, looking to Thursday night, trip to the Dome on the line, and you make the trek east to Marengo to face an Iowa Valley team that has put up video game numbers throughout the year offensively, with Nolan Kriegel doing out-of-this-world stuff. Speak to kind of, what you're seeing from them and the challenges of going against a team like that.
Yeah, the good news is a lot of the stuff looks like what we do. A lot of the formations, a lot of the concepts. It really, there's a lot of mirror image things going on there. So for our scout team, I think that makes the moves easier. It's our term, we can use our terminology, we can use our formations, but it doesn't make it quite game like because we don't have anybody like that. But their dudes are impressive and no one's at the top of that list. So I think people are going to see, if it's a casual fan tuning in, you're going to see a lot of similarities formationally, schematically. Both of us run the ball about 80% of the time. Both of us can throw the ball, but we'd rather not. Both of us use the quarterback run game primarily, but we also use our running back kind of to split it up and even the carries out. a lot of really similar things, and there's a reason we're both putting up really big numbers, because what they do offensively and what we try to do offensively is get the numbers advantage around the quarterback, and no one's a good enough athlete, and so are their other kids, but they hit it pretty strong, and they block it well, and they're physical, and those eight guys do their job, they're tough to stop.
Yeah, and you know, with Kriegel this year, you know, I think he's got like 2,500 total yards, 53 total touchdowns. And I know you guys in the past at Audubon have played phenomenal athletes, whether that be like a Lane Speaker that comes to mind. I know everyone's a little different. What are the things defensively you guys will have to do to kind of keep him bottled?
I think that the unique thing with him is his frame. He's pretty tall and lanky, and he uses that strength where if you don't get into his frame, he's going to be really good at breaking tackles, and then he's got the speed, you know, to run away. So we're going to need to do our best to make him change direction. Because if he's at full speed, he's going to be tough to get into his frame. So I think that's what's special about him. But then also, they do a really good job of scheming it, where if you're focusing too much on him, they'll handle the running back, they'll handle a little wing reverse, they'll run the action and take some shots. You know, when teams start cheating up, just like we did Friday night, we went to the air for a touchdown after Monson was sort of cheating up, and we did the same thing to Lennox. Very, very similar for them. If they can't get the numbers because you're selling out for something, then they're leaving you. They're going to take advantage of that and go over top of you. So I think Nolan and their coaching staff have put him in position to be really successful. But it also is adjusted to what everyone else is around there. His alignment, when they run their counter scheme or their sweep game, and their pullers are really, really impressive. Their skill guys block for one another really impressive. And they've got all sorts of athletes that can catch the ball. They've got numerous guys that do with several catches and touchdowns. They've got other guys with carries and touchdowns. It's not just, hey, if we can slow down Nolan Kriegel, we'll have a chance. They've got plenty of other counter options as well.
Offensively, what will be important for you guys on Friday?
Both of us, you know, I think on both sides of the ball, both offenses are going to want to establish the run. You know, can we establish that run on our side of the ball and we try to slow it down for them? Because, you know, whoever has, we both show them we want to run the ball, and we both run the ball 80% of the time, and we both have some big games on the ground. I think that's going to be key, because if we can force the other one to throw a little bit more or have some mistakes or at least some third downs and some fourth downs, it can be really big. And if someone has a lot of success on the ground and avoids getting long the fourth downs, it's probably a long night for the other defense.
Sean Burks, head football coach at Audubon, looking forward to that state quarterfinal matchup on Thursday night as they take on Iowa Valley. Coach, appreciate the time today and best of luck there on Thursday.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage.